gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
John Kyle's penis was rejected by the Iceland Penis Museum. This is not meant to be a factual statement. I'm just saying. Probably was. Hey, it's Wednesday!
Steffi. Oh,
what's that God. Heavy breathing I hear? Why? Could it be?
Hump days with Hal Sparks?
Yes! Yes!
They don't have a wing big enough in Iceland for Hal. I think you know what I'm saying. Good morning, Hal Sparks.
Good morning.
He knows how technically impaired I am, and he mocks me every week.
Yes.
But I didn't know. I was already had my little John Kyle joke ready to go, and then you showed me it's all over the Twitter.
It's all over the Twitter. It's a meme, as the kids say.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's to make non-factual statements about John Kyle.
Yes. Right.
And is that the greatest thing in the history of politics? It was not meant to be a factual statement. It was meant to be a giant lie.
Yeah.
What is your point?
Right.
This is who we're negotiating with now on the budget.
Just because I said it on the floor of the Congress during a statement that was supposed to go into the official record.
Right.
Yes. I was trying to lay a giant lie turd so as to better affect the debate in my direction. It was not meant to be an actual fact.
Right. I thought they had a special lens that they use on C-SPAN that translates all my guano into real human language, or that, you know, did the rim shot not play? I can only hear what I'm saying. I mean, can't hear what's going out in the feed, you know, over the airwaves. And I'm sure that they did the rim shot sound effect.
Yeah.
Weren't they supposed to put that in post?
No, I mean, they're not... I'm sorry, at this point, they're not actual debate partners in the conversation anymore in America. But they are giving comedians endless fodder.
I know.
Because where can you even make up that you can get a pap smear at Walgreens, Fox and Friends?
Yeah.
How do you even have a debate about Planned Parenthood?
That's kind of amazing. First of all, now there are all these creepy Fox viewers hanging out at Walgreens.
Right.
Did you see Stephen Colbert's thing? I have to say. He talked about getting a colonoscopy and...
Yeah.
I don't know what section of Walgreens, but they just put a disposable. He swallowed a disposable camera and had a guy punch him in the gut. And I took a picture. I don't know. It was funny. Anyway, I don't. All right, this is good. It's like shooting fish in a barrel now. I don't.
But the problem is, though, is that the people that they are appealing to. Kind of, they shrug it off. They kind of do this, like, hand wavy. Well, I know he wasn't. I know that wasn't true. But the point is, they're okay with that.
My right-wing brother has actually in the past said that with his emails. I didn't say that everything it was true.
But that's
my
not point. The point.
Well, it's a larger point
general,
I was making.
In general, it's true. No, it's not even true in general, idiot.
Check Snopes once in a while.
Can't go anywhere near Snopes. It's like red kryptonite or something.
You know,
they just start shaking anytime they get near it.
Okay, so, by the way, we'll have the president of Planned Parenthood on, so we can at least ask her which is the best Walgreens to get your pap smear at.
I'm sure
she'll know.
That must be tough that they're eating into her business that way. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
She's got to be livid.
Yeah,
we'll talk
exactly.
to her about that.
Where do they put the stirrups?
Also, we have Representative
the Dr. Scholes.
Representative Marcy Kaptur, Representative Robert Andrews on the show, in addition to the President of Planned Parenthood. Another big Wednesday show, in addition to the humping with the Hal and the Flavin. And the...
Whatever.
I do sound like old Lucy. I have something. I have some sort of, I don't know what it is, allergy
code.
I have a spilkus in my connected zoink.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
Given to me by David Bender.
Well, that
he's my house husband. I don't
right.
know. Mm-hmm.
Does he still walk around the house in his slippers and his
yes,
pajamas?
Yes, and he can confirm tomorrow when he comes in the last thing I said to him, put the dishes in the dishwasher!
Again?
Well, I'm slaving myself, cooking for him every night. Ask him. Oh, I've become such a girly girl around boys.
It's starting to make sense why so many of those old, like, 50s household stories are the separate beds for both the parents. The father is obviously gay. The mother is obviously a repressed lesbian. And both of them are trying to raise these children without knowing the rage that's in their hearts.
We're not repressing anything.
Welcome to the veneer of the 50s.
Yeah, you are living in the 50s.
Right.
Oh, boy.
That's kind of great.
All right. I stole him away
David
from
David Bender just needs to be walking around the house with a highball and a pipe.
Yeah, exactly.
He is a very 50s kind of guy like
kids
that.
Kids gather around as Daddy tells you how I keep the edge off.
I made him a big steak last night. Oh, it was delicious. He's such a, he's like a, he's like a madman.
Mm-hmm.
He was wearing a skinny tie, drinking his highball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Honey, your steak's ready.
Fixing him a martini as soon as he gets home from work.
I stole him away from Rachel Maddow. We had a big cat fight.
Oh, wow. Well, sure. Makes sense.
I don't know. I guess straight girls fight over big, dumb guys. We fight over political geeks like Bender.
Mm-hmm.
He's mine, you bitch.
Let's go.
He's mine. No one does an analysis of our Dean Cafe like he does.
Rachel and Stephanie, there is enough to go around.
Girls.
There is enough.
Don't fight. There's enough pretty political geek boys like Hal Sparks to get passed around.
Yes.
Speaking of which, hello now. We the Sexy Liberal Show, you know that I don't leave my house, and somehow must have been a plot afoot, because the Sexy Liberal Show has exploded. We have more dates, apparently, we're announcing very shortly.
Yes.
What?
I know.
Including one in the northern climes.
If I could operate social media, I would have known.
I know.
that this thing was happening.
We're going to have to, rename this the I Thought Liberal Radio Was a Failure. Progressive Radio was
the fastest selling show in the history of the Barrymore in Madison. I think we're almost sold out. By the way, ought to hop on the stick. So to speak.
BarrymoreLive.com.
Yes, if you're in Madison, a week from Saturday, Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show comes to Madison. It's a stop number one on the world tour, starring Hal Sparks and John Fugelsang. And then, we have other dates already.
They said we could hint about one of them.
Really?
The one in the northern
climes. Well, if I knew
climes.
Anything you were talking about, I would make a hint.
We got an email this morning.
Oh, that, yes.
Look.
Sure.
Looking.
So anyway, all right.
Oh,
so stay tuned for
email
details. But get those tickets in Madison.
Most people
almost
use
gone.
To communicate now, Steph, instead of
memos,
memoranda, or letters actually mailed. Oh,
you'll
from one place to another.
Yes, because the tour director, whatever his name is, I don't do cool road things like Hal does. I'm like, what? He's There's been a million emails because it's like the Normandy invasion, trying to find times both Hal and John and I can all do something. And so I had to actually go home and check my paper calendar, which you mock me about. They were can you do whatever in the city? And I'm like, I don't know. I have to go home and check my calendar.
If you would have synced your calendar on your desktop with your BlackBerry, you would have known right then and could have gotten right back to them.
I need to see it on my calendar.
Oh,
right
so
down there
sad.
When the dogs need their flea medicines and when I'm available.
And when you take your monthly Boniva.
Yeah. Really?
Well, actually, she's juicy again, so she doesn't need to take it yet.
All right.
Listen, that's reason enough to buy a ticket to Madison, ladies. If you're, if you want your girlhood returned to you, Hal Sparks is the man to do it. I'm telling you, it's close to a medical miracle. And stop writing me, it's not a tumor of any kind. It's all.
A tumor can cause your visitor to come back?
Well, they're just saying if your visitor's been gone a long time and it comes back, it could be something else, like a tumor. But it's not. It's my girlhood, and it's back because of Hal. It did last Wednesday. My little friend came back.
Mm-hmm.
Have you
after quite a while?
Have you double checked this?
Well, I got to get to Walgreens.
Right.
What's going
on? Get a
bottle
of syrups.
Ma'am.
You know what they'll say? They'll just go, "Oh no, it's Hal Sparks."
Ma'am,
that's a well-known.
That's the Shoals trying on station.
Don't put your hand up there. No.
Yeah. Why did you turn the walkers upside down? Oh, I was just making a makeshift stirrups.
You've been around Hal Sparks by any chance? He's going to make it into all the medical
books. A contraindication on a lot of medications. Yeah.
Do not take if you are also experiencing Hal Sparks at the time.
As it may cause a sudden drop in...
I am so attractive and phlegmy, aren't
morals.
I? All right. StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can see us on the Ustream.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Ustream.
Ustream.tv/StephanieMiller.
And also at HalSparks.com, where HalSparks.com is just a wonderland of things.
It's pretty spectacular.
It is.
Yeah. I was having, for whatever reason, the internet here was being, was being kicky today. But now we're in pristine beauty.
Yay.
Broadcasting on HowSparks.com.
All right. You can email us all at StephanieMiller.com. This was all, we talked about many very complex political issues yesterday, we do, on the budget and whatever. Yes. The Penis Museum was number one.
In
a lot
Iceland.
Of emails about the, yes, in Iceland. Iceland's Penis Museum. Michael in Minnesota writes, Steph, I have found... Oh, because I do have a dream, and if there's one dream left, it may still come true, and that is that I have a really funny death so that people will be forced to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least that way, you know.
Yeah, sure.
I get laughs at some point. Yeah, oh, because I know what that was originally based on, Chris. That was a story a long time ago. It was a woman on a whale watching trip. They got too close in mating season, and she was crushed by a giant whale penis. So this is another. I could try to get to this at the Iceland Penis Museum, according to Michael.
Right.
Steph, I found the perfect venue for you to suffer your tragic comic death someday in the far distant future. The Phallological Museum in Iceland. They have 276 different penises, peni, displayed, including a 5.5-foot whale penis. I figure what you could accidentally knock over the display, and this would fulfill your dying wish of a newsworthy fatality. Perhaps you could have Roger Hedgehog say the eulogy.
Cock.
Excuse me.
Who?
Roger Hedgehog.
Oh, yes, the well-known right-wing radio host.
Yep.
Could do the eulogy.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But and he'd probably be there anyways. So.
Think so?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Julie.
Being
Julie
fitted
in
for,
Seattle.
You know, the opposite side of the Guinness record you'd want to have.
Julie in Seattle has sent me a, look at this. I haven't seen that. It's a 210-foot piece of penis art. It's a 210-foot penis on a bridge in over in Russia. Mama, here's some Russian government art prize winning 210-foot penis graffiti. The whole thing is a puzzlement to me. I've never been a big penis fan myself. I'm more a heterosexual out of sheer apathy with the whole sex thing myself. She just can't even get the enthusiasm going.
Right.
And you not know. Much for caring for either variety of equipment as art. Perhaps you have someone there on staff who can explain what's so great about it. Oh, well, if someone could explain, it would be Hal Sparks.
What do you need to know?
She wants to know what's great about various types of equipment, male or female.
Really?
I don't know. He'll get back to you.
I can't.
Come to Madison and he'll show you.
I drop my pants and it's like when they open the briefcase in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
I can't tell you. I don't know. I don't even look down there because I'm afraid it'd be like the Ark of the Covenant. You know what I mean? It's beautiful. And then faces melt.
Yeah.
The choir of heavenly angels.
Right.
Just light.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Sorry, everyone.
Pull up
I
your
was
pants.
Changing.
No, do it again.
I just... I'm sorry. I know everybody's trying to sleep, but I was just trying to get undressed, and I'm trying to get in the shower, so...
Okay.
You know what? All right. I'll use the bathroom on the other side of the house.
Fun with sound effects. All right, 18 minutes after the hour, we continue Hump Days with Hal Sparks on the Stephanie Miller Show.
And his magic.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Because she looks like a total prostitute.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Baby got ballet kicks in the open.
Yeah. 24 minutes after the hour, it is Hump Days with Hal Sparks. John Kyle bought a soda stream so he could drink carbonated tears of the poor. I certainly hope he typed Stephanie in the box at checkout. This is from not intended to be a factual statement.
Mm-hmm. Right.
On Twitter.
It's the hashtag meme that's going around on Twitter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This episode of the Stephanie Miller Show and Hump Days with Hal is being broadcast from a rock candy mountain filled with adult toys. Not intended to be a factual statement.
I don't know. Every morning, John Kyle photographs and names each of his bowel movements. I don't, you know what, I don't know if that's intended to be a factual statement, but it's on the Twitter, so it must be true.
Sure,
yeah.
Oh, well, have
as
you
long
seen...
as you don't say it on the floor of Congress, it doesn't have to be true. This is this is the Republican, I think this is their main election point. They're going to find a way to put it into a slogan, I know it. But if we say it on the floor of Congress,
yes.
It's guano.
Oh, here's something I hope Donald Trump will run with. There's a new, for people that birtherism has become passe,
mm-hmm.
there's a new blog reports on Obama's brain surgery scars.
What?
Mm-hmm. This is from Mediaite. I love this. A lot of times we miss out on the latest and greatest Barack Obama conspiracy theories that aren't being promoted by legitimate presidential candidates. This is especially true ever since I started blocking emails from my aunt who was positive Obama held a pimp and hose party at the White House.
Right.
My Aunt Becky. We all have one of those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where's my conspiracy music? From the Daily Mail. That's a British tabloid.
Yes.
Obama's sinister brain surgery scars.
Oh, jeez.
The Daily Mail collects some theories from bloggers who notice an odd pattern in Obama's hair.
Ooh, yeah.
Media writes, my first question was why the most powerful man in the world couldn't get his hands on a surgeon who wouldn't leave noticeable scars, but then I realized Obama probably used some cheap surgeon in Kenya.
Well, if he has the forethought to, you know, plant an announcement
exactly.
in the newspaper because he knows he's going to be president, he'd also pick a brain surgeon to
put his... with them now.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah.
Well, when the CIA creates a Manchurian candidate, they, you know, it's a little bit slapdash. I'm not going to
lie.
They may have picked him last minute.
Yeah.
They may have wanted to
Franken president.
Media, I write, hopefully some legitimate, real, totally serious presidential candidate will pick up the story and talk about it on every news show for 3 weeks straight so I can learn more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the CIA was expecting McCain, so they planned one.
Exactly.
But then Obama won, and they had to rush the job.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and
they
weren't expecting to work with black hair, which is...
It's a different situation.
Yes.
Show scars.
Well, and
they were scared by the size of the ears, and then go. Oh,
yeah. And with McCain's head, it doesn't matter where you go in.
Yeah, because...
At all. It's,
yeah,
just it's a mess anyway.
It's all scarred up anyway,
yeah,
so...
Right.
Oh.
What?
Chris Weasley.
What?
I just meant, you know...
See, now you've gone too far. There's a line. Here's you.
Oh, sorry.
I wasn't talking about scarification. I was just talking about how nobody seems to pay attention to how, like... abnormally odd his head is, and how full of garbage it is. That's the fun
part. That's the main thing.
It's so bananas.
What's in it is the main thing.
Oh, no, I see.
He doesn't have an implant. He's just, get off my lawn!
Caroline in Sacramento. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
Hi.
My older daughter is a pharmacist, and she is the pharmacy manager at one of the Walgreens in Stockton, California. And I called her yesterday at work, and I said, say, Debbie, do they do the pap smears back there in the pharmacy? And she said, what? And so I told her, and she went, no, Mom, we don't do pap smears here.
You just wanted to have it confirmed.
That was her response.
Mom, are you high? Is that what she said?
That's gross, Mom. We don't do pap smears or smear anything here.
What kind of idiot said that?
Ointments are in aisle 4. I don't even go there.
And she's like, oh, the idiot's on Fox, of course.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Donald Trump, we were just talking
speaking
about of one
idiots
of the idiots
who,
on Fox.
Yeah.
Hal Sparks always makes me better feel better about everything because
uh-huh.
he's the best thing that's happened to anything ever in the history of everything.
Yeah. That's right.
Because I'm like, what does this say about America? He's number one. Donald Trump is at the top of the polls for the favored Republican candidates for president. He's tied with Huckabee at 19%.
Yeah,
and
which just A.
And I was like, yeah, first of all, because I'm like, great, what a country. I saw him on the TV, so I want that one.
I'm voting for his hair. We need more gophers in the White House. Look.
But Hal Sparks will tell you why this is a
yes.
good thing when we get back. 29 minutes after the hour, and Representative Marcy Kaptur as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Out of five top Hollywood movie stars use
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. Well, you know, you have to say one good thing about George W. Bush every now and again, and he was a psychic.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
And that's why we have to go to Walgreens
right.
now.
The pharmacists at Walgreens are elbowing them out of that.
That's why.
Yeah, that sweet job.
Mm-hmm. All right, 34 minutes after the hour. Tea and then a heat. Mm. All right. We have the president's big speech coming up tonight. Thank God. It's right in the smack dab in the middle of my cocktail hour, which is perfect. 4:30
That's right.
Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time to talk about the budget. We check in now with Representative Marcy Kaptur to see what's doing on the budget in Washington. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry. I forgot to say from the great state of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And by the way, Ohio needs great things, what with Kasich and all. It's thank God for you.
Well, I'll tell you what, the North is going to pull the rest behind us.
That's right.
Yeah, I tell you what. So, here we go again, right, on the budget. I understand that John Boehner has already preemptively responded to the president's speech, which hasn't been given yet, calling any proposed tax increase a non-starter. What is going on with him dictating to the president? He said, you know, the president wants a clean bill. There's no way in hell he's getting a clean bill. Well, how do you negotiate with these people?
Well, you know what's interesting about this? There are plans on the table right now. The president submitted his budget, and now he's going to talk about 2012, what we need to do. I hope that the president puts everything on the table. I hope that nothing is exempt, including tax revenues from those who aren't paying them. Because why should we be cutting benefits to senior citizens when General Electric is paying no taxes, or when ExxonMobil pays no taxes, or when Wall Street that got us into this mess is paying at an effective tax rate of 11%?
Congresswoman, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for saying 35? That. I mean, but this is what drives me insane. It's not, it's the mainstream media. Why does nobody say that to Paul Ryan? You know what? Just what you just said now, when he says, "Oh, we have to do this so that we can be competitive, so that companies don't go to other countries." But it's like, how can you do better than zero? Our corporations are playing zero.
That is correct. And the problem is that they're being a little disingenuous. Because if you look at who owns the stations and who make campaign contributions, it's pretty clear. The financial industry is the number one contributor, the ones that got us into this mess. So they're not going to say anything, even though it's the truth. So there's a sort of a conspiracy of silence. And certain words aren't uttered.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just seems to me you cannot have any kind of reasonable discussion on the deficit without raising tax, you know, having rich people pay their fair share and bringing in that revenue. I mean, it just, this is math, right? This is really an opinion subject.
All of the royalties that are masked abroad, if everybody pulled their fair share, and if we had reasonable restraint across all accounts, some programs can be eliminated, but really if you shave a little bit off of each one, right now defense isn't on the table, Homeland Security's not on the table, they're the two largest departments. The wars that are being conducted have cost us $1.4 trillion already, and the tax cuts to the super rich that were extended for 10 years cost us another $1 trillion over 10 years. So when they talk about cutting food commodities to the food banks across this country, including in John Boehner's district, by the way, where the lines have tripled into the food banks, why take it out on the people that are being so gravely harmed? Why not have those who have benefited handsomely do their fair share? They've only earned that, and they're only sort of sheltering their income because of the freedom of this country.
Well,
this
country's
freedom has benefited them, and they're not paying their fair
share. That's right. Congresswoman, I mean, but first, you know, we're in, you know, what felt like a hostage crisis with them threatening shutting down the United States government, and now they're going to take the United States full faith and credit hostage. Jake Carney, the president's press
secretary. It is risky business to play chicken with the economy, and playing chicken would include going up to the last minute, which creates a lot of uncertainty for the global economy.
I mean, you know, again, I guess it can't be overstated what a catastrophe it would be to vote against raising the debt ceiling, correct?
Absolutely. And last week, when we had all these shenanigans on the House floor, which the American people don't appreciate, you know, you threaten economic recovery, you give bad signals domestically and globally to the markets when you can't reach a decision. And I like what he said about chicken. I think it was a game of media chicken. There were four press conferences by each party on each side of the aisle. Rather than talking to one another, they were talking through the press, and they created this media extravaganza. That doesn't – the country doesn't appreciate that in the end. They want good governance,
and they
want people responsible to make decisions.
Well, what do you want to hear from the president tonight? Because, you know, it just seems like to me, and again, I'm not in the negotiations, but you just – how do you let them take that hostage? Just go, okay, well, fine, then don't raise the debt ceiling. I mean, how is that a negotiating chip that they're going to, try to cause, you know, worldwide financial catastrophe?
But I think that the president has to be reasonable, which he is. He has to put everything on the table. He has to talk about his bipartisan fiscal commission, some of their recommendations. They're not perfect recommendations, but it's a good basis to start with because everything's on the table. And I think he has to lead. And he is fully capable of doing that. And this is the right moment.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, we will check in with you on as this continues, and it's always great to talk to you. I forgot you mentioned another Ohio horror, and that's John Boehner. So, Boehner, excuse me. Yes. So, thank God you're there to balance things out in Ohio. We appreciate
thank
your time. All right.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Talk to you soon. There she's. Thank God you forget with all the horrors in Ohio.
Yes.
Oh.
I, for the record, I was born there. And for those of you who don't know, and my grandmother lived there her entire life up until February.
Aww.
So we tried to get her out.
And the Joppa.
Because I'm not, yeah, like I did door-to-door canvassing in Cincinnati for Obama during this campaign. And surprisingly enough, there was a surprising amount of listening going on during that process, post-Bush.
Yeah.
But
sure, once you get out into the Kentucky suburbs of Cincinnati,
it's rough.
Yeah,
it's so rough, and it's 100% Fox, and nobody wants to hear any other source of information. And
mysteriously, not to bring it back to
Stephanie Miller.
But magically, after the midterms and we had won a lot of seats and all that, magically all three progressive stations went off the air in Ohio.
Interesting.
It's odd that.
That's curious.
As I recall, Chris, the station they replaced it with a right wing station in Columbus.
That's right.
And that station gets what rating?
A zero.
I believe so. Mm-hmm. Yes, they actually get beaten by a station from
Cincinnati.
Yeah, it doesn't even register in the ratings there. Mm-hmm. Okay, that that's important now.
Well, no, it isn't, because if ratings were actually important, they Glenn Beck's ratings were going in the toilet before they decided to dump him. It was the lack of advertisers and the corporate support he was getting.
Oh, we were just saying this, because we have a Facebook page now for Sexy Liberal Show and Twitter and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting massive requests from South Florida where we don't have a station anymore.
Right. Yeah.
The station they replaced us with, sports station, that gets a third of the ratings that the progressive station got. Just for those of you that like to do math.
I think you just dropped a hint to South Florida.
Oh! Really? I don't think we don't have anything scheduled there, do we, yet?
I don't know.
What?
We could, very easily.
All right.
Here's a good idea. Follow Sexy Liberal on Twitter, if you do that, and tweet the heck out of where you want us to come.
Absolutely.
And
that really does make a difference, by the way.
It does make a huge difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
And go to the Sexy Liberal Facebook page. We get a lot of our ideas of where to go from suggestions there.
Exactly.
Yeah, and some from right-wingers on where we should go.
Well, yes.
But it's hot there. All right. Here now is Hal Sparks, because he makes us feel better about everything.
Yeah.
Because one might look at this in fear for your country when you see that Donald Trump is number one. According to a new CNN poll, Donald Trump and Mike Huckabee are tied for his first choice of GOPers and Republican-leaning independents. But you made a good point.
Well, neither one of them is cresting over 20%. They're at 19%, and they're airing on
And they both have TV shows.
Yeah, they're both on TV nonstop. One of them has a bully pulpit anytime he wants it on Fox, and the other one just has a bully pulpit anytime he wants it.
Yes.
And the two of them can't crack 20% in their own group. Plus, they're totally divergent parties, parts of that party.
Right.
Because the Huckabee is the super right-wing Christian-y part, the pro-life death penalty crowd, which is amazingly bifrenic. And the other side is this kind of pack it up, America's a hedge fund. It's a crap investment, and you should get your money out now. Wing of the party, which Trump is trying to wreck, that and the birtherific
he's
nonsense.
He's so ridiculous. Just kind of go. I mean, I guess you're right. You have to go, maybe this is nothing but good news for Democrats.
Yep.
But I don't. Everybody keeps telling me he's not going to run. Huckabee just got together with him. This was the story reported yesterday. They had a one-on-one meeting in New York. Because Huckabee's quietly been meeting with donors, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And he said, I seriously believe Trump is going to get in. That was what he, and I'm,
Great. Maybe they can double the ticket. They'll both run. They'll get that 40% of their own party.
Here would be the best news for us.
And they'll just argue about who's the monkey and who's the organ grinder.
Trump says he would not rule out running as a third party candidate. I think that's a Jim Dandy idea if he doesn't win the
Go
Republican.
For that.
What third party would that be? It clearly would not be libertarian. It
party
would
of men with a hair system.
Wouldn't be green. Well, yeah.
Which party did Ross Perot take over?
It's part of the independent, super independent party. The
Wall
Second
Street,
Sound Party.
A Wall Street Journal reporter actually had the courage to ask him. She questioned whether he embodies the worst of capitalism and repeatedly asked Trump about allegations that some of his companies declared bankruptcy. Trump responded, "Don't ask a stupid question like that." Which, of course, is based totally on the truth.
I think we found his running mate, Michelle Bachmann. Sharon Engel could run with him. All these people who think any question they don't want to answer is a dumb question. Welcome to the world of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Hey, poor people, you're fired. Hey, sick people, you're fired.
Oh, wait till you hear his...
Old people, you're fired.
Wait till you hear
his... Hey, babies, you're fired. Hey, children under the age of 18 who don't have a job, you're fired.
Oh, wait, this just in. John Kyle burns down orphanages to give cities that folksy campfire smell. That's not intended to be
a factual statement.
Yeah, it's not intended to be a factual statement. I've read it on Twitter.
Not intended to be a factual statement.
Okay. I have more Trumpian news as we continue.
What?
46 minutes after the hour, it is Hump Days with Al Sparks on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
I want to do bad things with you.
Okay.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere as we continue Hump Days with Al.
Mm-hmm.
John in Chicago. Hi, John.
Hey, Steph. How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to make, I got an idea on how to rock the vote. It's probably dumb, but I was thinking, like, the Democrats need to get out there and get the younger crowd, the people that don't vote. So what they should do is try, instead of spending all their money on, like, advertising and those pointless commercials nobody listens to, sponsor, like, concerts, you know, get all the big names out there and say, like, you register to vote, go out and vote, get your receipt, go on the website, you know, enter in your receipt number, and they'll send you a ticket after the election, and just sponsor it that way, you know, get, like, big names, try to get big names out there in different cities.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know what you mean, John. We're so used to political ads. I think people just tune them out at some point.
Yep.
Exactly. And that way, if they you know, say, hey, the Democrats are letting us see Jay-Z for free, you know, you're going to get the population that never goes out and votes. And goes out and votes, and they'll vote Democratic, and they might not be the way they want the Democrats, you know, the Democrats want to win elections, but any way possible, because that's what the Republicans do.
Yeah. John, who knows, that the whole last election might have rested on a pee.
As
in a black eyed pee.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
And you've got the in with them.
Yeah, we've had one on the show.
We've had a pee. Who hasn't had a pee at least once?
Dude. What?
Really?
I love that song. Which one was it? It's It's a New Day. What was the campaign one, the first one?
Oh, I don't
remember now.
I got a feeling?
No. Charles in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Yes, Stephanie. Now, when you hear the term spending cuts, think job cuts.
Mm-hmm.
This thing here that they just passed, they haven't voted on yet, but this budget deal would cost 400,000 jobs. 400,000 people will lose their jobs this year because of that budget deal. And then another million jobs from the transportation funding, they cut that out. So another million jobs won't be created. So when you look at that, you look at the loss in revenue from the lost income, tax income, and then the added social costs from more people having to go on unemployment, you know, you're actually going to end up raising the deficit with these cuts.
Yeah. Right. Oh, no, exactly. I mean, just like cutting funding to Planned Parenthood would cause more abortions.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It's just...
Because 97% of the services they provide are for the health of a newborn child and the health of the mother who's having that child. Has just had that child and is trying to raise that child. So the idea that somehow basically, if you look at the Republican system, it's always declare war on something. That's the way we've done it.
Here we go. This is
that always makes more of it.
Perfect segue if you think Donald Trump. First of all, I love that he's running on. I know how to run a business. You got to run America like a business, like Hal said. How many bankruptcies has he had?
Everybody listening to the sound of my voice has more money in their pocket than he has in his all of his bank accounts.
Somebody writes, I love this. The Trump Hotel and Casino Resorts in Atlantic City apparently going bankrupt, and someone says only a complete boob could lose money owning a casino.
Yeah.
it's kind of slanted. And, that's the whole point.
And I'd like to tell Donald Trump that just because you can cover something in gold leaf doesn't mean
you
should.
Yeah.
Right. Did we learn
Didn't
nothing from Elvis's
toilet? Didn't you hear his
spokesperson?
The Trump name is associated with
opulence and luxury.
Luxury and taste.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's associated with giant gold-plated phallic-shaped buildings with his name on them.
Mm-hmm.
Insecure much? Just saying.
Well, the nice thing about, like I said, the nice thing about him running for president is a level of scrutiny that will go into him that he has heretofore managed to avoid.
You were talking about
the fact that
his war. He suggested America should devote all of its focus on Iran and get out of Afghanistan. He said, "There's nobody more militaristic than me," which I guess he thinks is a good thing.
Right.
Wow.
But it's also
because we haven't wasted enough money on that activity.
What a dope. It's also called attack the right target. Iran is going to take over Iraq. If that's going to happen, I say we take over the oil fields. I'd take over the oil fields because otherwise Iran is going to take over the second biggest oil fields in the world. I'd absolutely, without question, not leave that section of the country. I would take the oil. To the victor belong the spoils. So we'd have to presumably reinvade Iraq and then take their oil.
Right.
And then go to Iran while we're there. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He also said, he is quite the military genius. Battles should not be fought with soldiers on the ground. He said, I'd do it through the air, and then we won't have any casualties. Well, that's cool. Yeah,
sure. Mm-hmm. Unless you count civilians from the other country who might actually be helping you, or the other soldiers from the other countries if you do form a coalition.
And now he's really gone and done it. He's pissed off the cause. Bill Cosby.
Oh, jeez.
Fiorina asked him his thoughts about Trump's political aspirations. Cosby said Trump is full of it.
Oh.
You see, Trump has come out and decided that he's going to run for president. Now you got to. Let me say a thing or two. The man is a gambler, and you don't put a gambler in the White House. I don't have to tell you that. As my brother used to say,
man, Trump is like school in the summertime. No class.
I just went into that just assuming that he did a Bill Cosby impression, and there it is.
Oh, who doesn't?
All right. Blade in Asheville, North Carolina.
I'll tell you what.
Hi, Blade.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Stephanie, you met me at Tingles in Asheville,
well,
and when you walked up to me, you said pretty, and it instantly boosted my confidence and
well,
my
I got a tingle up my leg when I met you. I remember that.
Yeah. So I recommend Stephanie Miller in the morning for all those that need a boost.
Mm. Thank you.
I wanted to compare Donald Trump running for president to the alternate world in Back to the Future where Biff takes over.
Totally.
Yes, that's a good one.
The Biff Casino?
Batman. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
It's really what it would be, Potterville.
Yeah, and by the way, not to take a huge crap on the Back to the Future movies because I adore them, but that would be just as implausible.
Yeah.
Trump being president is Biff will be president first.
Victoria in Santa Fe. Hello, Victoria.
Good morning, Stephanie. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning,
Hal.
Hi.
My opinion of Trump is a chump, okay?
Trump is a chump. That's a good one. Yeah. We should hashtag that.
He's had as many marriages as he's had bankruptcies. He's had everything handed to him on a silver platter, and he still failed. And if he becomes president, all he's going to do is line his pockets, the pockets of his family members, and
his friends. Victoria, I totally forgot about that. He's like a typical Republican guy. He also, I always loved that because I lived in New York at the time. They never get called on what big liars they are, first of all, because I remember him saying, nothing is happening with Marla Maples. Nothing is happening. All the rumors are not true.
Right. If you ever watch the show, he acts like a mafia chief.
Yeah, he does.
Right. He's from that old school mentality where, we're all a bunch of sharks and you sink or swim.
Yeah, that's right. Ivana!
You're fired.
Yeah.
P.S. He just came out, condemned anti-gay bias and gay marriage in the same moment.
Awesome. All right. What are we? Representative Robert Andrews next on the big Stephanie Miller Show.
ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Minutes after the hour, I forgot to wait for Jim to get here to do the Bill Cosby off. Bill Cosby says Trump is full of it, and I forgot that. Okay.
So you see, this has been all about the name of Noah, Bill Rock. Everybody knows Bill Rock.
Let me tell you a thing or two about Donald Trump. The man's hair is almost as crazy as what's underneath it. So I've got, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm as crazy as my sweaters are worn in the 1980s.
Trump, Trump's political philosophy makes my sweaters look modern.
The only people who vote for Donald Trump are 10,000 blue cookies at the table.
All right, can you just put something about Jello Pudding Pops in so we can get out of this fish?
These are pudding pops.
Okay,
he's got a stick coming out of his head like a Jello Pudding Pop.
Thank you. All right, this hour of the Stephanie
what's
Miller
a
Show.
Cupid?
And what's a Cupid?
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Right.
This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles.
Nice.
Certified Affordable Luxury. Check us out and our fancy sponsors.
Look at that.
StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all there. We are video streaming at ustream.tv/StephanieMiller and at HalSparks.com. Mm-hmm. Check it out. And, well, listen, it's like Paul Ryan's budget. It's a movement now, the Sexy Liberal Show. It's not a big plan.
As the battle for the survival of America's middle class enters the next stage, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show begins its world tour, bringing their fight to the heart of Scott Walker territory, Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin, where we expect those people to be communing with Satan.
On April 23rd at the Barrymore Theater, see the unholy comedy trinity of John Fugelsang, the ecclesiastical mook, the rocker son, Hal Sparks, and the spirit of progressive talk radio, Mama herself, Stephanie Miller. To purchase tickets, go to BarrymoreLive.com or call 608-241-8633. Come be a part of the laughs and pure progressive inspiration. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. The Barrymore Theater, Madison, Wisconsin, April 23rd. Be there. Be there.
You sex the thing. Oh, you sex the thing.
Will they be serving hot tuna? That seems to be the thing.
Excuse me?
Yes. Is there
Jim's
another
little,
kind?
Jim's feeling a little frisky. He gave Aisha Tyler a free pap smear and then bedazzled it for her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was lovely.
Mm-hmm. So she didn't have to go to Walgreens, you know. There's lines
she
now.
She shouldn't be forced to do that.
No.
She's a big star.
Yes.
Absolutely. She could go to CVS.
She could afford CVS. Maybe even
Walgreens.
Rite Aid.
What is she, 70?
I'm going to Walgreens right after I leave Montgomery Ward.
I actually have a Sears near me. There's still a Sears open.
Yeah,
I know.
Right.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sears.
Apparently. Where America shops.
Where the heck am I supposed to? I'm not. You expect me to order a weed whacker over the internet? You want to try that mother out?
But you better practice your Spanish. I remember I bought some gardening tools at Sears, and they told me the price in Spanish. But folks, fortunately, I knew enough to.
Yeah, to get by.
How many pesos? Why, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, by the way.
It's absurdo.
Speaking of the sexy liberal cause, Hal Sparks, apparently there'll be another big announcement tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
What? And maybe another one even Friday.
What?
It's spreading like a rash, the stack of the Sexy Liberal Show, dear God. All right.
That's what we're shooting for. Thanks for that, Steph.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There is no cure, no cream, nothing.
Nope.
All right.
No.
In honor of Hump Days with Hal, here is some pervert stack. Let's see. Police arrest man praying nude. Passerby reported, this is in Nebraska.
Was it a prayer vigil for gasoline like the pastor on CNN is doing?
No. A passerby reported seeing the man early Sunday morning kneeling and looking up at the sky.
Hmm.
Perhaps he was praying to find his pants. Why is that necessary?
Oh, Lord.
Exactly.
Wherefore have my pants gone?
Exactly. No. Just saying.
I prayed to you as I vomited and... Blessed me, the next morning I woke up and my pants were nowhere to
maybe
be found.
Maybe he was praying for the porcelain altar. Maybe that was...
yes.
Right.
All right.
I suspect there was alcohol involved.
And this one, I would have assumed this would have been a Republican here in America, but no, in Indonesia, a lawmaker quits after watching porn in Parliament. An Indonesian lawmaker quit politics after he was caught watching pornography on his tablet computer during a parliament session. The lawmaker said he opened a link in an email sent to him from an anonymous person, adding it was not stored in his computer.
Of course not.
It's never your porn. It's not my porn.
Mm-hmm.
Who would send me a link like this? Why, that's... Oh.
Okay. A tablet computer? Is that like an abacus?
No, it's an iPad.
Oh, all right. A tablet. All right. Let's go to...
I was thinking a very small tablet.
It's like rollerblades became inline skates. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because there were more companies
like
making
this?
Them than just rollerblade. Because we're being smart for a moment. Check it. By the way, on another note,
yes.
Inline skates were invented first.
Mm-hmm.
So there.
All right, thank you. Max in L.A., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. The president's big speech tonight on the budget. Hello, Max.
Good morning. You know, I think that, on Trump, when you guys talk about him, you should call him Donnie the Clown. That's what I call him.
Yeah.
But,
it's an insult to clowns.
Yeah.
The entire 2 years has been, they've done nothing but obstruct. And I think back to when the lowest political point was probably when Ford took over for Nixon. He was a criminal and everybody knew it. And everybody was opposed to the pardon. But, they still worked with Ford. On the other side, the Democrats didn't say, here's our great chance to get Ford. They took the political stuff, they put it aside. These guys from day one told Obama, we're blocking whatever you do.
Well, yeah, and this is, you're right, Max. This is a new breed, and I was already bringing this up with the congresswoman we talked to last hour. So
an inbreed, I would call them.
The Boner has already made a preemptive response to the president's speech, saying any tax increase is a non-starter. Don't you hate this just macho bluster and how they're going to dictate to the president? It's like, there's no chance in hell he's going to get a clean bill.
If you're trying to choke someone to death and drown them in a bathtub, you can't let them ever come up for air. That's counterintuitive to your entire plan.
Grover Norquist.
See fatal attraction.
So if that's the case, then he was talking about Grover Norquist.
I know.
But if that's the case, then Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid should be off the table. Tax increases are off the table.
That's what I mean. It's like I hate the arrogance with which they always dictate to the president of the United States. I mean, even this latest round, Boehner might not come to the meeting, or he might come late. It's like just a basic level of respect for the office of the president?
I got stuff to do. I'll probably hang out at the tavern.
There's a person of color in the office that they have checked out. Do I think every Tea Partier is racist? No. Do I think every Republican is racist? No. Do I think this batch is? Yes.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Here is the Boner. He's always encouraged by partisanship.
Privately, I've encouraged the president.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. President, lock arms with me.
Yeah.
Let's jump out of the boat together. We have to deal with this.
Wow.
This is the moment in time that we've been given. To address the problem.
America, abandon ship, battle station, everybody out, rich people and white women first.
Oh, boy, yeah, would you do a trust exercise with John Boner?
Yeah.
No, just jump. I'm going to go. I'm right here.
Lock arms with me. I'm having trouble standing from all these bourbon.
Mr. President, fall backward. I'll catch you, I swear.
I've had a few eyeballs, so I may need some help.
Let's jump out of the boat together.
He's
the guy on the Titanic that's shoving the poor people out of the way.
Leave all the Union people down to drown with the Irish band.
Yes. You know who he is? He's the rich guy in Titanic that tells Leonardo DiCaprio, there's boats on the other side.
Yeah.
Go there, you can get in one.
Billy Zane?
Yes. Thank you.
I did a play with him.
Listen, I got a whole bunch of movie references mashed together.
Yeah, you did.
All right. The president's carny on the whole budget deal.
We need to consider all three legs of the stool when we're dealing with the deficit, and that's entitlements, tax expenditures, and defense spending. And of course, with interest, which gets reduced if we reduce the other three.
So is the stool going overboard with Boehner and Obama when they're jumping out of the boat?
No, that's the stool in the stool.
Can you hold on to the stool?
It's the stool in Million Dollar Baby, right?
Does the stool float?
Yes. Leo DiCaprio.
I'm just saying, if you're going to hold on to something while you're floating, when they jump out of the boat, is John Boehner suggesting
right
we all...
No, before she breaks her neck on the... Never mind. All right.
Whatever.
Million Dollar what?
Yeah.
That's what I said. I got the movie name
clearly
right.
Clearly, Obama's Leonardo DiCaprio in this equation, though. And he's going to get kicked off the door and float into the depths.
And then Boner's going to push him off the piece of wood at
and
the end.
And toss her necklace into the water later on. Yeah. I could just hear him. I hate that movie.
Yeah, that's the part I didn't get. It was supposed movie. To be the most romantic movie ever. And at the end, she's like, okay,
yeah,
get
you
off
know
my
what?
Piece
There's
of wood.
Yeah, there's not enough room on this board for
yeah.
both.
Yeah, you know what? Bye-bye.
Glug, glug, glug. Near. Blink. Far, wherever you are. I know where you are. You're 20,000 leagues.
Hey, my heart will go on.
Yeah, my heart will go on. Yours froze.
That seemed a little cold, if you don't mind saying so. Yeah. For the most romantic movie of all time.
Totally.
I mean,
he didn't even get a chance to say go on without me. There wasn't even a go on without me. Like, he just, like, he was holding on for dear life.
So cold.
I'll love you forever. Just let go. Just get, yeah,
let
get that thumb off.
Door.
Get that finger off. Get just
I'll
one last. Okay, just relax.
Yeah, you saved
me in
every way.
She becomes the Nazi shoving the knife right. in the guy's chest and saving Private right. Ryan. Just
easier this way.
Yeah.
You saved me in every way a person could be. Okay, you know what? Get off the wood now. You're getting this. You're yeah. a little clingy. Little needy now.
Mr. President, okay, just lock arms with me.
Thanks for the naked picture, but, you know.
Yeah. Mr. I've got it folded up. I'll frame it. Dead art is worth more.
That caused the Titanic cluster right then. We had a little comedic cluster.
Because we all hated the same element of one movie at once, and we share that with a lot of people.
17 minutes after the hour, right back. More Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Food and music. This is mankind's greatest invention.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Check it out.
Did someone win a Pulitzer for those lyrics?
Yeah.
Wow.
22 minutes after the hour, Representative Robert Andrews coming up from the great state of New Jersey after the bottom of the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Jill in Illinois on Trump. Hello, Jill.
Hi. I just wanted to say something about Donald Trump. He's going to publish a novel in October in 2011 entitled Trump Tower, and it's about a bunch of filthy rich people who have secrets who live in this tower. And the description says, leave your modesty downstairs. Trump Tower is the most indiscreet novel of the decade.
It's going to be huge. Now,
nice.
Huge.
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 Great. And again, making my point for me that he will bifurcate that Republican vote if he goes anywhere near it, because the religious conservatives mm-hmm. who will, by the way, grasping to their bosom their dirty, loose-leafed version of the Overton window or whatever, that Glenn Beck nonsense, you know, about the coming insurrection, the end times. If the end is coming of my show, but the end is coming
he was
of
right
my career.
About one thing. The end is coming.
Yeah. You said the end is coming enough times, like The Secret or something. Like he said, the end is nigh. The end is nigh. You're fired.
I'm
what?
I'm going to retreat into my bunker. What?
Oh, you meant of your show.
Adult.
You know, there was a story that made me happy, I have to say, about the, but it was a good piece about the fall of basically Beck and Palin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was called
Two
Fox Superstars.
Here we go.
Sometimes yes. I smell my armpits.
Thank you. I have a feeling Sarah Palin does smell her armpits.
That was actually.
Yeah. All right.
It's not bad.
Yeah, this is the for Beck and Palin, two Fox News stars fade. 5 hours after the announcement of Beck's cancellation, a new Wall Street Journal NBC News poll showed her disapproval rating at an all-time high, 53%, just 25% view her positively. The more important thing in this story, people have stopped paying attention to her. Which
completely.
Part two of... Yeah, Republicans ask which candidate she messed with. She's like in fifth place now, as to, you know, even Republicans who want her to run for president.
But I mean, she's in the top half of the top ten, and that's an even better piece of news.
And she did a Facebook thing about the budget, and it crickets, which thank God.
Oh, yeah.
people, you know, that's the annoying thing. It'd be a 3-day news cycle because she said something.
Right. Yeah. Now Michelle Bachmann is eating her lunch. Yeah. That's how crazy they've gone. They literally have gone, Sarah Palin, she has family that she maintains somehow. She's got some ties to the physical world. Michelle Bachmann is just...
I know. I don't know where this story ran. At some point recently, she simply stopped being a polarizing lightning rod and transformed into a figure that even Republican reading... yeah, she's a Nimrod now.
Went from a lightning rod
even
to a Nimrod.
Even Republican leading voters have a hard time taking seriously. The same questions were being asked last week about Beck's cable TV demise. How did Times Person of the Year contender and right-wing King of Alt Media fall so far so fast? Well, primarily because he's... we also can't escape the fact that both Fox News' Beck and Palin fell in love with their own hype, with their own press clippings, became convinced they were transcendent figures in American media. Yeah, when you think
they couldn't spell transcendent,
God is doing a bird flyover because for you. Yeah, you've gone round the bend. Anyway, April 6th, both Beck and Palin received painful reminders that they are not.
Yeah.
So there. Neener.
I can't tell you how excited. I'm surprised it did come in the timing that it did. Although I do think if you want to look at right wing control of their own media sources and they have the ability to jockey up anybody they want. They do it just based on whether or not they will think it helps their long term plan.
Can I tell you my conspiracy sausage?
Sure. Wow.
Well, because, as we all know, Fox News is essentially just an arm of the Republican Party. They want a Republican in the White House.
Now. It's almost like the Republican Party is an arm of Fox
and
News.
And I think Beck was too crazy for them going into an election year.
Exactly. That's what I was just about to say.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. He's hurting the Republican brand. He was not. He was too crazy.
So
for
is Palin.
Yeah.
And so they dumped her. That should be a lesson to them.
Right. And also, Beck was too crazy for them to even control. Who was it? He was the one debunking, like, James O'Keefe. He doesn't stay on the Republican reservation is the problem. You know, he's a loose cannon, I think.
He can't have that in a presidential election. He views himself as the second coming of Reverend Gene Scott. Like, this is a guy who wants to have a chair and a compound and, you know, in a kind of somewhere between Branch Davidian and televangelist. You know, he wants to, you know, do YouTube videos from his house and make $1 million doing it. This guy doesn't need any more money the rest of his life, so who cares?
Yep. Dave in Chicago. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
I'm a radical right winger, but I love listening to you guys, and I agree Glenn Beck is a nut job.
Okay. Well, see, now we've already had a magical agreement. And now let's start to fight. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't want to fight, but I do think this is a pertinent piece of data. I mean, I did some research. The total number of dollars earned by people over $250,000 in America is $1.4 trillion. Mm-hmm. Huge amount of money, obviously. If you retax that with an additional 3.6%, which was the Bush tax cut, so if you repeal that, it comes to $50 billion. That's a drop in the bucket for the $1.5 trillion deficit.
Well, first of all, it's hard for me to check your work because I don't know what time period you're talking about or how much, but I think, Dave, any economist would essentially tell you that these deficits were largely caused by the Bush tax cuts and the wars that were not on the books.
I could absolutely agree with you on the wars, but the Bush tax cuts on the rich, as you put it, over 250, it just doesn't come to that much money. Well, you can do. I mean, I.
How,
I
but
I,
how can I, you I have a discussion about reducing
you're
the
right.
deficit?
A 5% shift tax wise is not a huge amount of money, and that's sort of the point. Is that you're not asking them to sacrifice. You're not talking about a tax rate near 50 or 70 or 90% like you have in the beginning of the century.
That's what I'm saying. We should ask for the Eisenhower rates.
Well, then
we might get the Reagan rates.
Right. Well, that's sort of the point. They're not even being asked to sacrifice that much, nor are they being asked to put that much back into the coffers. But it is a significant amount of money when you're talking about the infrastructure of this country.
Sure. Yeah. Building bridges, fixing roads. Geez, try driving in L.A.
On
the freeway, you're going 70 miles an hour.
They're benefiting in a disproportionate sense to the wars, when you're in that tax bracket, and you're paying nothing towards it.
Yeah, but they don't want to put anything on the table. Tax, rich pay their taxes, not get out of Iraq and Afghanistan when the president wants to. None of that's on the table.
Right.
29 minutes after the hour, Representative Robert Andrews next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
what a mystery.
Stephanie Miller.
It is recommended only for adults and those broad-minded enough to enjoy the brightest, spiciest, and most uninhibited comedy in years.
It's gabbity. That's the funny kind of comedy. The funny kind of comedy. Gabbity.
That's uninhibited.
You can see some of that in Madison a week from Saturday, the Sexy Liberal Show. It begins our world tour in Madison with Hal Sparks and John Fugelsang. Check it out. BarrymoreLive.com. Tickets almost gone. Go, do.
And I have a little plug as well. I'll be playing with the Bruce Sanborn Band tonight at Brennan's Pub on Lincoln Boulevard, Marina Del Rey, 4089 Lincoln Boulevard.
Awesome. Awesome.
Play a little harp.
We have to call Bolt on that last caller. He's a right-wing plant that's called all the other progressive shows with the same map.
Oh, gee, that never happens.
I have the numbers right here, Stephanie, and tax cuts for the rich won't even affect the deficit.
It will not affect it at all.
Yeah. More money coming in never affects the amount of money going out.
Yes.
There is
raising taxes never leads to more revenue.
Yes. And there's no point where you will hurt them.
They're the job creators.
If you put them back to the rate that they were doing in the 90s, then you will lose all the jobs created during the Bush years.
Somebody said, by the way, if you just write on your IRS form tax creator under your employment, then you don't get taxed anything.
Yeah.
I think
I'm
John
a job creator.
Said that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Meant to be taken as.
All right. Well, listen, I have an important congressperson waiting. Representative Robert Andrews of the great state of New Jersey joins us now on the day of the president's big budget speech. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. Excuse me. I was just writing job creator on my 1040.
You pay zero then.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Congressman, we've been talking all morning about, obviously, I love how we're playing this game now. Representative Boehner has already called any proposed tax increase a non-starter. He's already issued a response to the president's address tonight. Your thoughts?
Well, he's just wrong. And let's start with a rare thought for some of these guys on the right, which is facts. George W. Bush reduced tax rates mostly on the wealthy. And the average economic growth rate in the country after he did that was a little over 2%. Bill Clinton in 1993 raised tax rates on the wealthiest in order to shut the deficit down. And the average rate of economic growth after that was a little under 4%. Now, where I was raised, 4 is higher than 2. And what this shows is all this urban mythology, this nonsense that they spin out, just is contrary to the historical record. So I do believe when there's some final arrangement here, some final understanding, that requiring the wealthiest people in the country to pay a bit more should be a part of it and will be.
Well, here's what I don't understand. For one example, Senator Richard Shelby, Republican of Alabama, he had just said, I think within days, it's absurd to want a government shutdown, and then he says he will certainly consider one over the debt ceiling. I mean,
at least he's consistent. The Republicans consider absurdity on a regular basis. It's part of their sort of stock and trade. I mean, listen, come back to this tax point again, that we just can't let them get away with asserting this inaccuracy that lower rates on rich people always create jobs. No, they don't. Right. No, they don't.
Right.
In fact, the largest period of job creation since the Second World War was between 1993 and 2000, 23 million new jobs after we raised rates on the wealthiest in the country.
Well, they also benefit from that 4% versus the 2%. Rich people actually benefit from a better economic outlook, a better economic picture.
Well, you know, this is an interesting fact which backs up your point. The average income of corporate CEOs tripled during those 7 years that I talked about.
Right.
So, you know, in other words, they were paying 39% on $10 million rather than 35% on $4 million. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
Right, and that works out every single time this happens,
yes,
too. 27% raise in CEO pay in the last 2 years.
But unfortunately, they're the only people whose pay went up in the last 4 years. So this is the fundamental difference between Republicans and Democrats. We believe that growth for all means higher growth. They believe that growth for a few means higher growth. They are wrong.
Yep. Representative, was the president politically smart to let Paul Ryan go first? Because I just think it's a horror show. It is, as the Democrats call it, a roadmap to ruin his plan. I mean,
I think it is smart to let them go first because the Republicans now staked out their position. They think to reduce the deficit, we should make retired people pay a lot more for their health care and put private insurance companies in charge of their health care. That's their position.
Yep.
So in other words, they're saying that somehow or another, the deficit will shrink if some 68-year-old woman has to pay a doctor bill instead of her rent. We just don't agree with that. And what the president's going to say today, I'm certain, is there is a smart way to make Medicare work better, but it's not by abolishing Medicare. We're going to keep it, make it better, but we're going to keep it.
And I mean, the fact that he's talking about giving further tax cuts to the top 1%, I mean, I think, you know, we've been talking about the last few days, Congressman, is just, my head's going to explode if I have to hear one more pundit in the mainstream media refer to it as refreshing and serious and courageous. And it is awful. I mean, it is an awful idea.
It is a coherent statement of an incoherent policy.
Right. And plus, it's not new. These are ideas that have been out there and rejected forever.
The idea of cutting tax rates for the wealthiest people in the country goes back to 1981 with Reagan. The idea of making senior citizens pay more for health care goes back at least that far. It actually goes back to Barry Goldwater. That's nothing new about that. Look, there's nothing new in this. There's something very serious here, though. And the House is going to vote Friday on this Ryan plan. And the Republicans are squirming because they're starting to hear from people back home that they don't think that ending Medicare is a great deficit reduction plan. I'm sure they'll pass it over here. The Senate won't take it up because there's not support for it in the Senate. But I mean, you got to ask people this. Does anyone believe that hospitals and doctors and drug companies will charge less because of the Ryan plan? Of course not. They will continue to charge very high amounts for their services. The government will pay less of those services because the insurance companies will have to make their profit, and then the senior will pay more. This is all about reducing the standard of living of America's retirees. That's not the way to reduce the deficit.
Yeah. No, I mean, exactly. It just, I think it's wrong on every count. I was reading, you know, it's so funny when it's, like, you know, the exception rather than the rule. One of your colleagues, Congressman Frank Lucas, he's one of the only Republicans I've seen that went on record as saying, he's not going to vote against raising the debt ceiling. He says, we cannot trigger what will come from not being able to pay our bills. I won't throw our country into the street. And I remember from when at least my dad was in Congress, there really was a good faith effort on both sides on behalf of America, even if we differed. But the fact that they're taking the full faith and credit of the United States hostage and using that as a threat to get – I don't even understand
– Well, you know, Senator McConnell said yesterday that they're going to let this go down right to the wire so they can, quote, get a better deal, close quote, on raising the debt ceiling. I mean, I don't think you should be making deals about the future of the global economy and the full faith and credit of the United States of America. And what we ought to do is just – extend the debt ceiling by itself, get to work on reducing the deficit, but not link the two.
Exactly.
I think that's a very dangerous practice.
Exactly, Congressman. Thank you. And Mike Pence, I don't know if you saw your Republican colleague there in the House, he literally slipped on Fox News, but slipped maybe two or three slips of the tongue. He said during this last, you know, government shutdown fight, he said, we're going to do what's best for the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I mean the American people. I mean the Republican people. Yeah. I mean, you're going, this is exactly what they mean.
It's a Freudian slip. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no question about it. It's, you know, look, they are truly a faith-based organization. Mm-hmm. They believe that lower taxes for wealthy people creates jobs. No one else does. I mean, if you look at the facts don't say that's true, but they believe it.
Yeah.
You know, they believe, a lot of them believe that there's no global warming. A lot, you know, they believe what they believe. But unfortunately, the rest of us have to live in the world of facts, and in the world of facts, tax breaks for wealthy people raise the deficit, they don't reduce it.
Facts have a liberal bias.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Representative Ventures, it's, you know, math and science used to be those subjects you couldn't BS your way through. You know, science tells us there is global warming. Math tells us that Paul Ryan's plan won't work.
Anything is possible here, though. I mean, it's, you know, they can sort of repeal the laws of math and science, and, you know, they're a faith-based group, and they believe what they believe, but I just think every time one of these guys gets up and says, you know, it cut taxes for the job generators, well, Ask them about 1993 to 2000.
Yep, absolutely.
It's, you know, 23 million new jobs. Who here would not rather have the economy of 1999 versus the economy of today?
Yeah, right. Boy howdy.
Okay, that's what this is about. Look at your 401k. Look at your housing price. Look at your income. Look at your purchasing power. Who here would swap 1999 for today? I would.
Yep, absolutely. Representative Robert Andrews, we will watch the president tonight, and I'm sure talk to you again. Thanks so much.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
All right, me too. He is delightful. Mm-hmm. He is really good. 44 minutes after the hour, we come back with Cecil Richards, president of Cecile. What did I say?
Cecil. That's the...
The point is, it's the president of Planned Parenthood next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Cecil.
Woohoo! Golly, that sure was fun!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, check out how sparks on Ustream. You know why he's doing that sexy liberal dance? Because we have a new date.
Right.
We can announce. Yay! May 14th, Syracuse. We're coming to Syracuse, Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show, starring Hal Sparks and John Fugel saying.
Syracuse, Alabama.
Ticket sales start tomorrow.
Ticket info
will be tomorrow.
Right. Syracuse, Wisconsin will
yes,
be there.
Yes, right.
Syracuse. We're going to be in
Don't
Syracuse.
Don't confuse people.
Hawaii.
We'll be in Madison, Wisconsin next Saturday.
We're going to be in Syracuse. I've been to Syracuse before. All it's right. in South Carolina, right? That's where.
It's in Kenya.
Listen, everybody straighten up and fly, right? We have the president of Planned Parenthood.
Oh, Syracuse, New York. Sorry.
Yes.
All right. Can you say the name for me so I don't screw it up again?
Cecile.
All right.
Cecile.
I knew that.
Oh,
Cecile Richards, president of Planned Parenthood, joins us now. Good morning, Cecile.
Hi, Stephanie.
Thanks so much for taking time for us.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I hate to say it because what you do, I know you take very seriously, but as you know, what the Republicans have said about cutting funding to Planned Parenthood has spawned the comedy like nobody's business.
It's been amazing.
Yeah, apparently, probably news to you that you can get pap smears at Walgreens, as they said on Fox and Friends.
Right.
Yes. And then John Kyle, of course, saying 90% of what you do is abortion, when, of course, it's 3%. And then he said it was not intended to be a factual statement, which has spawned its own Twitter page. but, you know, that's the problem. How do you combat people that clearly are willing to just lie to try and, sway people to their side?
Well, the incredible thing, Stephanie, is actually, because so many women in America have been to Planned Parenthood, one in five women actually have been to a Planned Parenthood health center at some point for health care, they know what Planned Parenthood does. And so I think we just have to continue to make sure that the women of America and men are contacting folks in Congress and speaking out, letting folks know the real story. And I've certainly, would encourage Senator Kyle to go and visit any one of our 14 health centers in his home state of Arizona and just get a grip on the services, the important preventive care services that Planned Parenthood provides every day in his state.
Well, as many things they do, Cecile, it's so counterintuitive, as we've talked about. You know, they're making this all about the 3%, about abortion services. And as we all know, it would cause more abortions if they were to cut funding to Planned Parenthood. I mean, how does it make any sense?
No, absolutely. This is the irony, and of course that's been talked about on the House floor. Even one of the great speakers on when they were debating this issue was Stephen Lentz, congressman from Massachusetts, who said, "Look, I don't believe in abortion. I don't support it. But for God's sake, we need to be spending more money on family planning." And that's really my position. Is look. Family planning, birth control, preventing unintended pregnancies, that's been Planned Parenthood's work for the last 95 years. And I think anyone in America who wants to help reduce unintended pregnancy and reduce the need for abortion should be volunteering at a Planned Parenthood health center, because that's 97% of the work that we do.
Well, I mean, you have to be sort of astounded at where this debate has moved in this country. When George H.W. Bush in 1970, yes. when proposing the funding for Planned Parenthood, said if family planning is anything, it's a public health matter.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the incredible thing is when you saw the House leadership basically vote to get rid of the entire nation's family planning program. This is not simply Planned Parenthood, but it's everyone who provides family planning to women in America. That was the family planning program was signed into law by Richard Nixon 40 years ago. So this is the fact that now this House leadership is so extreme that they're saying we want to now punish the women of America by saying you can no longer get pap smears, breast exams, and birth control at Planned Parenthood makes absolutely no sense. Well, and even worse, we're going to hold up the entire federal budget over the issue of whether a woman can get a pap smear at Planned Parenthood.
Well, and Cecile, I think once again the thing that I'm sure makes you crazy, that makes me crazy, is they keep claiming it's to ensure that no federal funding goes toward abortions, and they claim this knowing full well federal law has already restrict the use of federal funds for elective abortions, and cutting this funding would shut down clinics helping a lot of women in some of our most underserved neighborhoods.
Well, that's what I think is kind of the big lie that just continues to get repeated on certain stations. Federal funds have been prohibited from paying for abortions for, I think, nearly more than 30 years now under the Hyde Amendment. Everyone knows this, and yet it continues to get raised. So what we're talking about and what Congress is debating yet again, I mean, we're going to vote again on this issue this Thursday or Friday, is whether or not women, many of whom aren't insured, are already struggling financially, whether they can actually go to Planned Parenthood and get their basic pap smear, their breast exam, and their birth control. And, you know, Planned Parenthood health centers, we have more than 800 across the country. 72% of them are in either rural America or in medically underserved communities. These are places where there aren't already a lot of options for women.
And here we go talking about the deficit, and what you're providing is obviously preventative health services that every American woman needs and to help avoid expensive treatment that, you know, for preventable diseases, which saves the U.S. taxpayers money. I mean,
no, absolutely. It's, I mean, investing in family planning and investing in early cancer detection is one of the best investments we can make. I mean, it's good for women's health, it's good for American families, and it's good for the American taxpayers. And this is what has, you know, what's happened since this vote was taken. We have been flooded with calls, emails. Every day when I go to the office, there's more letters from women who are writing in, like Carolyn Smithers, a woman from Florida, you know, wrote to me her cervical cancer test at, you know, her pap smear at Planned Parenthood is what detected early stage cervical cancer. She got treated. She's now cancer free. Her two daughters who are in their 20s are Planned Parenthood patients. These are the women who count on Planned Parenthood every day.
Well, I mean, here's a number for everybody. Clinics like those run by Planned Parenthood prevent more than 800,000 unintended births and abortions annually. I mean, something that, like, as you say, it was brought into existence by Richard Nixon, supported by President Bush. You think, what? When did this become something that's controversial exactly?
I don't know exactly, but I think what's clear is that what's unfortunately happening is that there are a few folks in Congress who are putting their own political agenda in front of the needs of women and women's health care. And again, the women we're hearing from, they're Democrats, they're Republicans, they're independents. Some of them, a lot of them probably aren't voters. These are women who are saying, wait, I don't really get involved in politics, but why is Congress now, instead of focusing on jobs and the economy, now trying to take away the one affordable health care provider that I have in my community?
Cecile, before you go, I have to say, I did not realize your mom was Ann Richards, Governor Ann Richards.
Yes, indeed. And she believes strongly in Planned Parenthood and definitely believes strongly in women's health and that women have to stand up for themselves because we just don't always get a fair shake when it comes to government. And I think this is a time in which women's voices are really being heard. And, of course, I encourage everyone to contact their member of Congress, their in the House and in the Senate, and tell them the importance of actually providing for women's health care in America.
How proud would she be of you? I have to tell you a quick story. I got to meet your mom once. It was hilarious. It was a small party, and I swear to God, everybody ended up, we were all on the floor just gathered around her, just staring up at her adoringly as she talked. I've never seen anything like it. People just, I'm sure you saw the effect, but I mean, wow, do we need her in the political debate these days? Really miss her.
No, I know, and I miss her every day, but she was... It's always nice to hear stories and meet new folks that knew her. So thanks for that.
Oh, we were just like a bunch of golden retrievers, just to, like waiting for her little wisdom snacks.
That's great. What an image.
Cecile Richards, president of Planned Parenthood, whose mama would be so proud. Please contact your lawmaker. Such important work you're doing, and we thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Stephanie.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon. There she goes. Cecile Richards. I didn't know that, Richards. I'm like, that rings a bell.
I assume she's executed it.
Different Richards.
You know, the big problem that they run up against is a social architecture one, which is in the South, children make adults. And in the North, adults make children.
That's a little pearl of wisdom. Why, look at you.
It's true. That's the theory, and it's wrong, but it's how it works.
58 minutes after the hour, back for more Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Hump Days with Hal Sparks continues apace. You can see us video streaming at halsparks.com. Also at ustream.tv/Stephanie Miller. Pick your stream, won't you? Don't cross the streams.
Important safety tip. Thank you, Dad.
And you can see us live, a week from Saturday in Madison, Wisconsin. Tickets almost gone for Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show, starring Hal Sparks and John Fugelsang. We will see you there. And just announced Syracuse, New York, May 14th. Ticket information will be available tomorrow. And I think we may have another announcement or so.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We're going to add another date.
As soon as Mama checks her.
Yeah.
Paper calendar.
In the area of the well.
No.
Yeah.
Hold on, I've got a.
This is me trying to work out a date with Steph, for us to do the show. And I'm going. I'm tapping on the built-in calendar in my iPad, and this is what I hear on the other end of the line. I think. Wait a minute. May? Is it May? Hold on. Oh, I tore the picture of the dog.
I have to go to meetings so I can show him my paper calendar.
Here it is.
Stop it.
Okay, let me get it. Okay, right.
Listen,
after
we figured it out, all
right? Buy pet spray. Hold on, I'll pencil it in. I need it. Oh, this pen is not working.
Boniva.
Let's see. Take Boniva. Buy flea spray. Comedy show. Sleep.
Apply Cedarside to dogs.
Apply Cedarside to dogs. Back up things via carbonite. Oh, that's automatic. Never mind. Scratch that out. Don't put it in there, but it's not necessary.
All right. We got us a Facebook page for the Stephanie Miller Show and also for the Sexy Liberal Show.
The sound of the Sexy Liberal
Facebook
page. You
know what? That's my celebrity stack. Would you put that down, please?
I got it out of the chair. You're throwing it away.
All right. I'm not throwing away. That's a fresh stack.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's not fresh now.
Oh, darn it.
Dad's coming out, paper.
All right, let's continue, shall we? Mm-hmm. Listen, it's a big day in any political cable news geek's life. The president speaking at 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time on the big budget thing. All right, I will be David Bender and I, fellow political geek, and my house husband will be liquored up and watching the president. Oh, I think we're going to have some very exciting special guests tomorrow to talk about the president's speech, by the way. What do I mean by that? I don't know.
That's called a tease.
Mm. Is that what that was? Thank
well
you, Jill.
Well done.
Thanks for your hand-handedness. All right. I'm always, I'm a woman a good 5 minutes ahead of my time. U.S. wine consumption increased in 2010 for the 17th straight year. I'm a leader.
I did my part.
I'm leading. Thank you, Jim. The U.S. Reached a milestone in 2010, surpassing France. What?
Well, keep in mind, that's not a per capita number. That's not a per capita number, I'm thinking.
No, but to become the world's biggest wine-consuming nation, though, the average U.S. adult drank a gallon of wine a year in 1970. Today, it's 3 gallons.
Whoa!
Not of one sitting, hopefully.
Well, that takes me 2-3 days.
Well, you just got it on an IV drip.
When David Benda's around, listen, I gotta make hourly runs.
Okay, you guys called me yesterday, I think around 5 o'clock.
Where we were drunk, weren't
you,
we?
You sounded really drunk, what both
were,
of you.
What is,
seriously.
What did we want? I don't remember.
You, well, David was trying to get me to go to the movies with him.
And, oh, he was trying to take you to The Godfather, because
yeah.
You haven't seen it.
Right.
It's what? In the movies?
Yeah. They're showing it at Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Yes.
And you asked me for something. I can't remember what it was.
We were drunk. Let's call Chris! Yeah, we both drunk dialed you.
Yeah, they
know.
Called me yesterday, too. Honey, it's Steph, honey. It's Steph.
That's what the Bender and I do.
You
want to
play?
We drunk dial
I don't
people
understand.
We love.
You want your band to play
oh,
at the Sexy Liberal
out.
Show?
We
and what kind of music is it? Who do you Klesmer. Guys want? It's, yeah. It's,
and then I didn't have a pen, and I forgot to write it down, and now I haven't
it's like,
seen it.
It's listen to this song, you'll get a kind of a general idea of what I'm, you know. Like,
okay.
I can't find
we also drunk dialed CeCe Goldwater.
My favorite.
Somewhere between Benny Goodman and Dave Mustaine.
I got it. Okay, what's the name of the band again?
It's on my calendar.
And have been in for the... You're playing in San Francisco. When, honey? The 22nd of April. I'm there next Friday night.
Why do I allow him to speak to me this way?
From Friday,
I don't
my band
why.
Is playing in San Francisco.
I don't get the respect that I'm entitled to.
Are you allowed to play in the city?
Oh,
or
that's where I'm getting my pap smear at Walgreens.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ace Hardware.
Can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to?
By the way, 01 playing at Club Kokomo week from Friday, April 22nd.
Oh,
01 and Jet Boy.
Loud.
Jet Boy.
Yeah. Loud. All I know is the loud kind of music.
It's very loud.
Cousin to Astro Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And once again, I'm playing with the Bruce Sanborn Band tonight at
yes,
and,
the musical portion.
4089 Lincoln Boulevard in Marina Del Rey. Right.
Well, see, that's a good band. Your band's a good band. Have you ever had someone give you a CD and it sounds like, I don't know, cats in a bag fighting?
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
you try to avoid...
Ladies and gentlemen, cats in a bag fighting!
Yeah, right. Give it up for cats in a bag fighting!
And you just dread the call. What did you think?
Oh, that's... hey, man, great gig last night. Thanks, brother. What'd you think? You guys practicing in the background? I hear you guys practicing.
Oh,
wow.
Boy.
Wow. Dial down the treble a little bit. That's
yeah.
Turn
I don't
that
know.
Down.
I like it.
Is that,
you can
is
dance
it only,
to it.
Is it only at 11? Can you turn it down a little? Or? All right. Here's a... Wow, here's another where I'm a trendsetter. Skunks are becoming the most popular new pet. I have them in my yard. Who knew?
Yes. Well, they descent,
remove the,
yeah,
yes,
removing the scent glands. Very important.
No, apparently, no, listen, I thought, this is my critter
they're
stack.
They're purists?
No, they're training them. You can train them,
to
apparently.
To not spray you?
Yes.
No, you could train them, yes. And they are very smart, but you remove their scent gland.
That's, listen, let me do my critter stack.
Okay.
Where's my forest sound effects? Thank you. They are the most, the latest must-have furry friend. Following crazes for teacup piglets, pygmy hedgehogs, and meerkats. Wow, people are weird. It seems that baby skunks are proving an ideal family pet.
Aww.
They're house trained. Breeders estimate there are around 2,000 kept as domestic pets. Demand is increasing.
They are cute.
Katie Slightholm allows her skunk, Busby, the run of her house.
Busby.
We are trying to train him to walk with a lead and a harness so we can walk him with the dogs. Oh, that's going to be a couple of accidents there. Is that woman walking
it's like
a skunk?
Like a Pepe Le Pew cartoon where the cat accidentally gets a stripe painted down his back and causes havoc through the whole town. And he's like, skunk! And runs away.
No, it's a real one. Sorry, it's been descented to...
One breeder said if they are trained properly when they're younger, there's no need to worry about them spraying. Busby... Busby's owner said
Busby
made a stink once, and it just smelled slightly of garlic. Oh,
Busby! Slightly of garlic.
An Italian skunk.
Oh, you just use it while you're cooking. Just kind of hold it up over, give it a little shake.
A little, yeah.
But since we've trained him, there have been no problems. He has a litter tray, and he uses that like a cat.
Aww.
Oh, Busby.
Ah, petit chouchou. Run with me comme un litter box.
I don't know what that means. Okay. So the big speech tonight, the president on the budget, Harry Reid yesterday.
I'm pleased that the budget will make historic cuts, saving the country money so we can lower our deficit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pleased that I've been asked back to Pooh Corner.
Why can't someone train him to use his outside voice?
I know, his big boy voice.
Yes.
I'm very incensed right now. I'm sorry you had to see me this way.
I prefer to speak with my fists.
But at the same time, I'm overjoyed because of the deep cuts and all the things we believe in.
You don't want to see the fists of fury. Trust me. Representative Chris Van Hollen.
It is inexcusable to threaten a severe economic disruption through a government shutdown in order to pass a bill that doesn't create one job.
So they're talking about Democrats forcing a shutdown?
No, he's talking about the Republicans threatening it as usual, well, because they always threaten because they're bullies.
Right.
Yeah. By the way,
Republicans using the same tactic, though. Mm-hmm. They're blaming the shutdown that they want on the Democrats.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's the same. They're running the same play again.
Because they have their own news outlet, so they can just kind of spray that all over whomever, you know, skunk style.
That budget skunk spray.
See what I did? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see what you did there?
And then, thanks.
To the Golden
Gauntlet.
Somebody sent me this study. Remember this brain study they did that talks about why we're never going to stop feuding on the...
Oh, yes.
Because our brains are wired differently. We're never going to have a budget compromise. Using data from MRIs, researchers found self-described liberals have a larger anterior cortex.
Oh, cortex.
Yes.
Pre-cortex.
We can deal with uncertainty and complex concepts.
Right. Understanding complexity. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
Uh-huh. Meanwhile, self-described conservatives are more likely to have a larger amygdala. Say it, Jim. Amygdala.
No, I'm going to leave you up by yourself.
Thanks.
I want you to. Yeah. I was just waiting for you to say that.
Why did my brain understand complexity, but not of pronunciations? Anyway, that's the area associated with fear and anxiety.
Right. It's
and,
the lizard part of your brain.
Right. Yeah. And they're complex. Just gigantic. Mm-hmm. And has scales. And
I don't mean to imply that the Tea Party leader, Kathy Durr, of the world, don't understand complexity.
When I say to the Republican leadership, take off your lace panties. Stop being noodle back.
All right.
Stop being noodle back.
Stop being noodle brains.
Just stop it.
The family name was
take off your lace panties. Which way did it go?
Okay.
She just moved up 4 points, by the way, in the Republican running.
They just did another poll.
Just from us doing that impersonation.
She's going to be Trump's running mate.
Yeah.
I've explained before, the original family name was Doy, and they changed it because it was embarrassing. So now it's Durr. According to a new poll from CNN, oh my goodness, Tea Partiers are racist. What? We're not over the Civil War. According to a new CNN poll, Republicans and Tea Party supporters are more likely to support the Confederacy and Confederate leaders over Democrats Democrats and Independents are. Mm.
You mean
26% of Tea Party members sympathize with the Confederacy more than the Union, and that number grows to 28% among Republicans.
There are people trying to print Confederate currency in various states.
Mm. Right.
We were talking about that in Rachel Maddow last night.
We're going to rescind from the government. We don't want
to. We don't want to be part of the government.
All right, then.
Tea Partiers and Republicans hold a different view than that the Civil War was about slavery. They think it was
The war of northern aggression. As I sit here upon this porch, pontificating upon the rewriting of history to include more truthful elements, I would like to say to the children who listen to these very day that the northerners came down there trying to force on their ideas of living together in peace and harmony, which is against the teachings of Christ. So we laid upon arms.
Speaking of which, Hal and I both got our Catholic League.
Virgil Cain is my name.
Our Catholic League alert. We will talk about that and much more as we continue. 18 minutes after the hour. This is when I always lose control. It's hour three.
I'll bet you off, young lady. Go back into the house and fix me a mint julep.
Why do I allow this?
As I said
18 minutes after the hour, it's the Stephanie Miller Show, you know!
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
I might be down with OPP if I knew what it was.
Oh, you don't want to know.
Oh, you know.
It's a tampon you get at Walgreens.
Oh, okay.
23 when you're there for your pap smear.
Pap smear.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 23 minutes after the hour. Chris in Chicago on skunks.
Hey, how you doing, Luke?
Good. Go ahead.
Hi, Steffi.
Hello.
My friend used to work in exotic pets when I was younger, and one day he came home with a skunk, and it's just like an extremely hyper cat. You know, they'll run and you pick them up and their feet are still running even though they're in the air. And you put them down and they just sort of take off like a little zip car or so.
Right.
It's a stinky little hyper cat. All right.
Hyper cats.
Why bother when they're already... Yeah, hyper cats, go!
Denny
Hypercats
in,
activate.
Denny in Wisconsin on the budget. Hello, Denny.
Hi there.
Hi.
I would love to blow all kinds of holes into that guy who called earlier saying that the wealthiest people only have like $1 trillion and some change.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Just looking at the Forbes 400 list, mm-hmm. which you have to be a billionaire to start with, the top 10 people have $250 billion of their own.
Right.
Okay.
Not on top of that, corporate, and you know, don't even include corporate tax in that.
No, these are just individuals.
Yeah, just individuals.
And looking at studies done in 2007, 93% of the wealth is in the top 20% of the people in this country.
Right.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. No, I mean, absolutely. Warren Buffett has said it. Michael Moore has said it. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders has said it.
Yeah.
It's really
Warren
not
Buffett
hard
said there's
to...
a culture war going on, and my side is winning.
Yeah.
And
so
he
my
wasn't
side won. He said my side won.
Won. And we're not. Yeah. And he's not. And he wasn't proud of it.
Senator Michael Bennett, Democrat of Colorado.
If all you cared about, if the reason you got up in the morning and you went to bed was deficit reduction, if that's all you cared about, you didn't care about anything else, the last thing you would do would be to vote against raising the debt ceiling.
Yeah, because, see, that would increase the deficit. Just saying.
Yeah.
Senator Mitch McLiplis on the president's speech.
We look forward to hearing what the president has to say. But it's my hope that in doing so, he offers more than the outline his political advisor suggested.
I look forward to ignoring what the president has to say, but I just do what I want.
Somebody needs to, like, call Sam the Eagle and get him to sue.
Or, and Yertle the Turtle. Mitch McLiplis.
In order to get my vote for raising the debt ceiling, we would need to do something significant about the debt, and let me define what I would view as significant. Something that the markets would view as significant, something the American people would view as significant, something foreign countries would view as significant.
I suggest the Fed start printing more lettuce. I could use
that. How vague is that?
Yeah.
And totally
yeah.
without which Americans, which foreign countries, and which, because there, believe me, there are a lot of foreign countries that don't want us to raise our debt ceiling because that would eliminate us as any kind of an economic threat to them.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
So they're not going to want it.
The little Senator Elf, Jeff Sessions.
How would the president alter his original budget to reduce the debt by $4 trillion? I'd like to see something more than a speech. Give me a break. I'd like to see some numbers.
I'd like to see some numbers.
Just not in our budget. I like to see numbers in their budget. I don't, and something about reducing the number of black people in the country would be helpful.
I announce the numbers of cookies I make in my tree every day.
If we had fewer black people and more cookies,
mm-hmm.
I think everything would be fine.
Here is unctuous little twerp Eric Cantor.
We've had to bring this president kicking and screaming to the table to cut spending. It's really hard to believe what this White House and the president is saying.
Okay, you're the one who won't show up. Look, this is nuts. When they say use the phrase kicking and screaming, you have to drag the president kicking and screaming to the table. He's holding meetings and you guys don't want to show up.
Right.
Yeah.
So you are going kicking and screaming to an actual discussion.
Boner is literally always playing a game of, you know, whose is bigger, you know? He's just, the president wants a clean bill. There's no chance in hell I'm going to get one.
Guess what, Boehner?
Yeah.
Cantor's is bigger, and it's incredibly small. So, like, these guys have such an issue in that area.
But I don't understand why the president doesn't understand that this country has to run a profit in cash that we can give back to our rich friends. The profit of a country is not the health and welfare of its citizenry. It's how much money you can take to the Cayman Islands in a briefcase.
And now we pause for phone sex with Hal Sparks. Ingrid in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hello.
Hello, my darling.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling for Mr. Sparks because he's my favorite person in the entire world, and I'm sure you were talking about something very important, but I just had to call in and say hello because he's very sexy.
Do you need him to just keep talking for a few more seconds?
Yeah, that's nice.
So you finish?
Is that a legit accent, or are you putting it on because I was?
No, I'm calling Mr. Sparks. We've spoken before.
Yes, I know.
I don't expect you to remember me at all, but...
Dearie.
Because, you know...
We've never been in physical proximity.
Oh, yes, of course. I wasn't trying to imply anything otherwise.
Oh,
no, but I'm just saying...
All right,
but arranging something otherwise is a different story.
Yes, all right, Ingrid had to go.
Of course he remembers you. How can you forget those little stops? Very nice.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Sorry about that. It just happens whenever I'm anywhere and there are phones.
29... I don't know what that was about.
Sometimes the phones just start ringing. I'll be at Walgreens.
29 minutes after the hour. Right Wing World Celebrity Second, much more as we continue Phone Sex with Hal on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I've taken the liberty of anticipating your condition. I brought you orange juice, coffee, and aspirins. Or do you need to throw up?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Tomorrow on the big show, Carl Frisch, David Bender, and Mary Lou Henner. That's a lot.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Oh, I love Mary Lou. Mary Lou is awesome. If you're looking
She does not have to come in the door. She scales the building to get in here.
If you're looking to take a major commitment to redefining your health and do it, the easiest way to do it is with her books. Hmm. Her
Jim starts to sweat because she's going to know just
You've
by looking at him.
You've been eating cheese, haven't you?
Yeah. I can smell it on you.
All right, 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Elizabeth in Ithaca, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, y'all got me in bad trouble.
Oh, yeah?
Y'all talking about, going down to the drugstore, get a pap smear. I get all excited, turn off the radio, drive down there, haul off my pants, put my leg up on the counter. I'm in goddamn Walmart.
No! Oh, all right. Oops. Did we dump that? No, all right. That was... Nah.
That's okay. You don't have to. Mike Malloy says that all the time.
Oh, well.
Totally fine.
Well, now, come on.
It is. It says every third word. No, on he's broadcast.
He's a bad influence, that Mike Malloy.
Yeah.
All right.
He only wears swear words that Alan Alda has used on MASH, and I think that's a good, marker. But, yeah, don't go to Walmart for your pap smears.
No.
Walgreens.
We don't recommend that.
Walgreens, yeah.
Oh, she's, you know what, we can excuse her because there's a lot of fracking going on up there, so she's probably drinking that tap water.
Yeah, the tap water
Ithaca,
that you can light on fire.
Yeah. We were saying that you should, at the congressional hearings, we should replace all the tap water with the water from where they're fracking.
Right.
And don't tell them until they have a sip.
Don't tell them until they're taking their first gulp. Yeah.
You don't want to go to Walmart instead of Walgreens because then you're getting the discount.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's not the good one.
Yeah. No. It's like a Costco pap smear. You don't want to do that. I get all my pap smears for the next 10 years in one big box.
Of course, at Walmart, you get the free pair of gigantic pants.
Right. That will, if they don't fit you today, they certainly will soon.
All right, Hal Sparks, you've got a news alert in your inbox from the Catholic League.
Oh, yes.
What do they have to say today?
According to Bill Donahue, the leader of the...
Yes, I'm on TV with him frequently.
Yeah.
It's a delight. Uh-huh.
According to him, a Catholic group claims children raped by priests were willing participants. Willing homosexual participants, not victims. Anti-Gay Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights is going on the attack against those who are distorting the truth about priestly sexual abuse. Right. The group bought an expensive full-page ad in the New York Times Monday that places the blame for the church's scandals on homosexuality and not pedophilia because it was really about... Okay. Did I miss the part where it was adults sleeping with it? I thought I saw it was an adult with a child.
No, we bought flowers first.
Yeah. What? And I love
that. Speaking of debating asshats on television, you never know what fresh horror you're going to find in your inbox. Why, looky here. They want me to come on Joy Behar with Andrew Breitbart next week.
That's great. Do you get to poke him in the eye, or is that why they keep him in separate rooms? Just bring me in via satellite, otherwise I'll go poink. But yeah.
All right. By the way, Chris, you had another. Kobe Bryant called the referee a F word for gay man, apparently.
F word
for gay man.
Yeah. Nice. It's a great week for the LGBT community.
Hey, how about this? Michelle Bachmann calls for stripping judges' power to enforce parts of the Constitution she doesn't like.
Specifically,
the gay parts.
Yes, specifically to protect straight people from the onslaught of gay people wanting to be normal.
Like her husband.
Yeah.
What? Jim Louise Moore, just because he picks out her pantsuits. You're a bastard person for even bringing that up. I don't know what you're
talking. And I'll tell you why I can't put up with you people, because you're bastard people.
Is that him rehearsing one of her speeches?
Bachmann told me.
I just hate you, and I hate your ass face.
Bachmann told a gathering of social conservatives in Iowa, if the courts insist on applying the Constitution's requirement that no state may deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws to gay people, then Congress should strip federal judges of their power to hear marriage equality cases.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anytime the people speak, they say with one voice that marriage is one man, one woman. Yeah, no. Actually, 53% of Americans now believe gay couples should not be denied the constitutional right to marry. Bachmann's court-stripping plan is nothing less than an assault on the Constitution. She does not like the fact the Constitution requires gay people to be afforded the same legal protections as everyone else, so she wants to hamstring the courts from according equal protection to all Americans.
And
good plan.
Eric Cantrell thinks if he writes a law, it is the law.
Yeah. I don't need the Senate. The Senate doesn't have to sign things.
No.
The president doesn't need to sign things. It's just the House should automatically create a law that magically appears.
And send the Declaration of Constitutional
Don't you think he was always the little twerp that cheated at Battleship? Just changed the rules.
Totally.
Before.
Risk.
I think a lot of swirlies went into that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
By the way, the Bill Donahue's full-page ad says, the refrain that child rape, this is something this guy paid to have written in the New York Times in a full-page ad. The refrain that child rape is a reality in the church is twice wrong. Let's get it straight. They weren't children, and they weren't raped.
No. Oh. Once again.
Oh, my
Weren't they like nine?
God. Yeah, there were nine.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of them.
Oh, here's a relief. Michelle Bachmann says she'll only serve about one term if she's elected president. It's not a personal ambition. She
very
just,
reassuring.
We just need her to fix the country and then...
Sarah Palin won't even do that. She'll point.
Quit I don't even need more. I don't even need more than one term.
So
I can do this. I can fix this in a couple minutes. First of all I need is a copy of the Constitution and a blender. Then all I need is some fighter jets, and they can strafe bomb the places I don't like. And then every place that isn't real America gets set on fire. End of story. And I'm done by like February 10th.
Quitting time. Quitting time at the quarry. All right, let's
the Michelle Bachmann
dive into
pregnancy.
The right wing world, shall we, kids? Oh, boy. Okay. Rush Limbaugh on the budget speech tonight.
Pharaoh Obama will come out and lie to you. He has lied to you repeatedly before. He has lied to you about his so-called stimulus bill. Mm. He has lied to us about Obamacare. He's lied to us about taxes. And he's going to lie to you tomorrow about his budget. The man who is largely responsible for destroying our economy and the budget and the currency is now going to lie to you.
George Bush is
He's going to tell you
tomorrow?
That he is going to save us.
He has lied to you about his drug use and his belief that any drug user should be thrown in jail regardless of their circumstances. He's lied to you about his sex tourism. He has lied.
The last time they removed a giant anal cyst from Rush Limbaugh, there was a small Dominican boy next to it. What? I don't. This is not intended to be a factual statement.
I see.
Not intended.
I was like,
to be factual
Glenn statement. Beck's not Dominican.
Andrew Napolitano in for Beck.
Do you really think that a very, very liberal Democrat, whom I've described as halfway to socialism, and you don't accept that, you don't understand how people feel that way, would come up with a balanced budget, a budget where he didn't have to borrow any money? He borrows money like no president in history.
No. Do you realize that no
like
Republican
no
has ever balanced the budget?
Yeah.
Ever.
No. Yeah. Not ever. He's borrowing money to pay for these wars when we used to just pretend they didn't exist. That's what you do when you do a budget. Here's the thing. Everything that's macho that you like, you put in the budget. And everything that you know people won't like or are offended by or is dangerous, hateful, or destructive, you put in a supplemental and you pretend it doesn't exist. This is the George Bush way, and this is how we did it. And Barack Obama comes in and you go, we got to put the wars on the books? Are you crazy? Next thing you want to do, you want to feed children.
You know,
we like to feed children
to the sharks. Yeah, right. Feed children to large predatory prey animals.
What a shock that Laura Ingraham is not for Planned Parenthood.
Really?
I wonder where she gets her pap smears and also her STD test. Never mind. Oh. I don't know what I meant by that.
What? The Washington Post yesterday called this a new proposal from the president. President offers new proposal for deficit reduction. This is as old as it gets for a liberal democratic politics. Of course, I have to go back to the rich. You have to demonize the rich. You have to go back to that pool. But we know now, and we've talked about this before on Fox and Friends, tax the upper income brackets, I think at 85 or 90%, that still doesn't go anywhere toward covering the debt that we owe or closing that gap. So this is all an attempt to get more money into Washington so, frankly, they can spend more money on wonderful priorities such as Planned Parenthood.
Wonderful priorities, like Planned Parenthood, like prenatal care for women, and so that you make sure that the baby that does live, that isn't aborted, comes out healthy and actually has a good start. That's a ridiculous waste of money, according to Laura Ingraham. Let's see.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to stop there.
All right. I think we should
almost went someplace ugly.
If Laura Ingraham ever got pregnant, she wouldn't throw the baby in a dumpster.
Oh, Jim Louis.
Wow. I wasn't even going to go there.
What? All right, Monica.
I was just going to say that it looks like a horn of plenty with sand coming out of it.
That's good. I like that.
Thanks.
Okay, the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay.
Apologizes.
It's not meant to be fact.
Everything.
Said. Okay. The Stephanie Miller Show officially apologized to Laura Ingraham for saying things that were in jest that weren't even close to the hateful crap she pours all over actual
and
people and affects
Miller Show
actual lives.
Apologizes in advance to Monica Crowley for what we'll likely say after.
Yeah,
I'll tell you why it's gaining traction with Trump and with others who have raised this issue. Number one, he wasn't properly vetted in 08. But number two, since he has been president, this gets to Combs's point, he's adopted some policies that are seriously antithetical to American values. European-style socialized medicine.
What?
Massive nanny state, big deficits, big government, big taxes. These are things that rub the majority of the American people the wrong way, and it feeds into all of these things, O'Reilly, that he really isn't.
Oh, this is hogwash.
What? What's a Mexican bird?
What? Huh?
He didn't raise taxes.
He didn't raise taxes, actually.
No, he hasn't raised taxes at all, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, Glenn Beck on the radio here.
Look at what SEIU has done to our nation. Look what they've done just with health care. Workers of the world unite. Look at how they're...
Oh, my God.
Look how they're organizing the world.
What?
And
they're good organizers.
They're moving us to a new global order that doesn't look anything like something that has been written down on the Constitution.
Wow, they're better organizers than I thought.
Yeah.
They're organizing the entire world.
Maybe you ought to let them.
A global something. Wow.
What? It doesn't even look like something that you would recognize from the Constitution. This isn't the American you remember. I'm forgetting my talking points have all gotten fallen. I shredded the wrong paper, and I got all the little buzzwords in the wrong order.
Neil Cavuto to finish out.
You know Donald Trump's real appeal? I don't think it's his money or his fame. I really don't.
No,
it's
not
the way he handles the issues.
No.
I think it's the way he talks about the issues.
Yeah.
He's brutally frank. He's unusually blunt. I think he talks like a boxer, even though he's a billionaire. Yes, he would be a different cup of tea. But have you looked at these other cups? Not exactly making my cup. So we could do worse, my friends. Take a look around. We already have.
Yes, he's just like Paul Ryan and Chris Christie. Bold, courageous, refreshing.
First of all, arguably you have done worse. I think Dick Cheney and George Bush combined probably are worse than Donald Trump running things, because Donald Trump would just bankrupt the country, set a crony capitalism set up. Start a war with Iran and then leave. George Bush stuck around to continue priming the pump.
He'd put Trump on the White House, wouldn't he? He would gold plate it.
Absolutely.
Change it to Trump House.
Trump House.
Right.
It's a gold plated house.
Which
all this white stuff?
To say this.
47.
House got class. Huge. Hugely classy.
Huge.
47 minutes after the hour. Celebrity Stack is next, and it does have Prince in it.
What?
Prince.
Nice.
Prince. Thank you. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you having a party or something?
Non-stop.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Sorry? Oh, did I step on your foot again? I'm sorry. It is the...
Except that's about 8 octaves higher.
Totally.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 52 minutes after the hour. Hump Days with Hal Sparks.
Is the choke he always throws into stuff that
Guess where you'll be able to hear that? In Los Angeles. Starting tomorrow, he plays a 21-night residency in Los Angeles.
Awesome.
Beginning at the Forum tomorrow, April 14th, from 21 nights. All not all the dates at the Forum, just so you know. But the
moving around.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll play the ladder.
Okay.
Will they close the show if there's Purple Rain?
Yes. Called for Purple Rain.
It was and now, purple rained out. The impression Jim does. Rolling Stones Mick Jagger is penning a comedy film script.
It's a comedy film script about a bloke with big lips and no hips.
Based on
it's hilarious.
He is.
He walks funny and everyone makes fun of him.
He's been working on a script with David Bowie for the last 15 years.
What?
To be a fly on the wall at those comedy writing sessions.
But David, I don't know if this is funny or not. What you read it for?
I have no sense of humor anymore.
It's all over my nose and billing.
I fell to earth and then there's nothing left inside. Mm.
No, don't touch my eyes. Don't touch my eyes.
Don't look into the left one. The right one makes
That's
people
weird.
Creeped out.
It's like comedians having bands. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Hal. Not your band. Your band is fabulous.
Wow. Did you hear that? How would you know?
I'm going right after the show because I didn't have a pen to write down where I go to watch your thing.
Mm-hmm. I beg your pardon? What?
Well, you could also come to San Francisco, where you're on Green 960, of course,
and
come see my band play.
When?
A week from Friday.
A week from Friday? House Band?
Club Kokomo. It's called Zero One.
Zero
One.
House Band.
Yeah.
All
it's
right.
Okay. I've only been on the show for 2 years. I don't expect.
I just say
I mean, it's been
band.
So swift. You know, like, this all just happened so fast.
I'll put one of your groupies on. Andrea in Minneapolis. You're on Hump Days with Hal.
Hi, Steph.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Hal. I love you.
Thanks.
Guys, so much. Hey, Hal, you know, when you were filling in for Steph a couple weeks ago, you said so many nice things about us girls who've had to have abortions, and it's such a drag, and you were so great. I just wanted to say thank you.
Absolutely. That, you know, the idea that you can somehow marginalize someone that you have never met and the circumstances in their life and then provide no support outside of that circumstance for them, is amazing to me. We don't want to protect the mother up to the point when she has the child. We don't want to protect the child after it's been born. We don't want to help
with... That's exactly why most of us have to do it, because we can't afford it.
Yeah, and you're not going to... Yeah.
Kids are expensive.
Yeah.
Andrew, did you see...
Quarter of $1 million from when you're born to the... They're 18.
That's right.
Andrew, did you see Jackie Speier, the congressman, on the floor of the of Congress? I mean,
yes, I did.
Yeah, when she was on the show, we were just saying how awesome it's just to have all of these guys talking about stuff that half the time they don't know what they're talking about.
I don't think women should have pap smears. Sounds gross.
Joan Rivers. It's a costume tip. She claims she never breaks a sweat thanks to vodka. I always spray my costumes with vodka and water. It's an old Broadway trick.
Wow.
I thought they didn't go for booze or dope on Broadway.
Two-thirds
water, one-third vodka.
I drummed you right out of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So you come crawling back to Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope.
Apparently it does.
Not what I heard. I think it might have something to do with Joan Rivers, like the tightening of her pores, or the fact that she may only have one giant pore left.
Yeah.
Once you get back there and sort of corset your skin up after a while, it just kind of gives up on trying to get any moisture to the outside.
Missy!
Yeah,
like go get me some great goose.
Yeah, it's tanned like a saddle.
My pore
like,
is opening. Oh, yes!
Plug it. Put the cork back in.
Wow, I have not heard this. Actor Dennis Quaid said his biggest mistake was getting addicted to cocaine, but the drug was so prevalent in Hollywood in the 80s, supplies were built into the budgets of movies.
Sure.
Really? Mm-hmm. I did not know this.
Yeah. There is a doctor in Canada who is known for kind of shepherding actors through the process of getting insured, as it were, and often will show up on set if the actors are having a bit of a problem or they're feeling lethargic. And he has these magic treatments that are just amazing.
Julie sent me that story and wondered if they had a cocaine in the budget of Broken Vows. She means Shattered Vows, the TV movie I did with Valerie Bertinelli, in which I played a novice nun. I was an extra. No, I didn't have the... There was no cocaine in the budget. My budget movies were very low budget.
There was no cocaine budget for Spider-Man 1 or 2.
No. No.
Damn it.
All right,
Shirley MacLaine admitted to once having sex with 3 men in one day.
Slut! Wow. She's a slut! Look at her slut!
Wow, she said it was a political campaign where everyone was doing the same thing, so I didn't want to be left out.
Sure.
Ooh, it's almost 2012 for Shirley. We'll ask David Bender about that tomorrow.
He's
been on every political campaign.
No comment.
Oh, that's... people he's done in a day. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying. I didn't know that's the political campaigns were like that. All right.
Not just political campaigns. That's all I'm saying, though.
I know you're not a delisted fan, but...
Mm-mm.
Seen here looking like a parched grasshopper in an Abe Bogota mask and a blonde wig. Tori Spelling. Announced via Twitter that she's pregnant.
Hmm.
Okay, and good for her. That was mean. It just was kind of funny.
And the father is Abe Vigoda.
No, it's not
meant to be a factual statement.
No, of course not. See, we can get away with anything now. All right, that's it for us today. Tomorrow, Carl Frisch, David Bender, and Mary Lou Henner, and a couple of really special guests if David Bender comes through.
Look out.
If you know what I'm saying.
Very exciting.
I'd like to thank executive producer, engineer, Boy Toy, Chris LeBoy, voice deity, Jim Ward, associate producer, Rebecca Taylor, and Hal Sparks from HalSparks.com.
We'll be at the Hilton Casino all weekend in Vegas.
Good to be
all right. 12
tonight.
Where are you from? See you tomorrow.
Bruce Hamilton.